All right, let's open the door and welcome into the studio our old memorabilia expert friend, Shorty DeFazio.
It's my favorite guys from Dallas.
Hey, Shorty, how are you?
What's going on? I'm set up down there at in front of the AAC. And we are going to be selling our whatnots and our bric-a-bracs from my store up there in the Northeast.
You want to go ahead and plug that store?
Yeah, it's called Hey, That's an Unusual Item.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell all kinds of, like, you know, sports memorabilia, odd little odds and ends, you know, things like that that you can't find anywhere else.
Bric-a-brac.
Yeah, bric-a-bracs and whatnots.
Here for the big hockey game.
And if you're ever up in the Northeast, just look me up. Just go right.
Go right.
Where?
It's two shops past the light. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, one thing's for sure. I sure do love my hockey.
You do. You're a big hockey fan.
I'm all about the hockey.
Yeah.
Most people agree that the greatest of all time in hockey is the Wayne Gretzky.
Yes.
Sure.
They love the Wayne Gretzky in hockey.
Yep.
So I got a game one sweater of Wayne Gretzky's $14,000. This was from his final game.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a great one right there.
I guess so.
Hey, speaking of, how about this? A copy of the Constitution autographed by the great one, Mark Levin. There's $100.
Not Gretzky.
Hey, all right. Anyway,
there we go.
How about this? Everybody know Paulina Gretzky.
Oh, right.
You know, Wayne's not the only famous Gretzky around here.
That's right.
Paulina Gretzky, Wayne's daughter, married to Dustin Johnson.
Right.
From the PGAs.
Now he's the Libs.
Oh, he's the Libs now. Yeah. How about an autographed pair of Paulina Gretzky
easy
bobblehead dolls? Why are you stopping me there?
Okay, sorry.
It's $40.
Okay. Hey,
beautiful pair there.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Mike McDonald's. Mike McDonald. There we go. Mike McDonald's.
Your rim shot machine is broken.
1998 little black book from Mike McDonald.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Autographed by Shane Sherla. This thing's the real deal. $200. I think some of those old Hotmail addresses in there are still good. How about this? The original videotape of Brendan Morrow's honeymoon night, personally destroyed by Guy Carboneau, $500.
That was Guy's daughter, yes.
Yeah, he didn't want to watch that.
This one is a must-have for all Dallas Stars fans.
Wow, okay.
Eddie Belfour's FUBU jersey.
He borrowed that.
Still stained with whiskey and shellfish from the night he tore up the Mansion Hotel and fought with police. $12,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money for that.
How about this, Giorgio?
Okay.
The IOU Eddie wrote to cops in an effort to bribe them. I owe you $1 billion.
I remember that.
Stained with whiskey, shellfish, and semen. $7
million. What? Oh, man.
And then look at this. I thought of you, Craig, on this one here.
Okay.
How about a bag of Gordie Howe's teeth authenticated by Bob Sturm, the hockey expert himself from the ticket?
Sure.
$700.
All right, I'll take that. Yeah.
I think Gordie Howe was the last one to not wear a mask, wasn't he?
He lost a lot of teeth.
I can't remember. How about this? The original blood-stained hockey gear that Bob Sturm got from the family of Headless Frank.
All right, would you let that go?
400 Canadian loonies takes it off my hands.
Okay.
And for all you people who may not like the hockey, you know, it's kind of a football town here, you know.
It is a football town.
So for all you Cowboy fans excited about this year's draft, I've got 100 of these.
Okay.
It's a Mozzie armband that you can wear to a game.
To support their new
draft pick. It's red and black. You have to change the colors. But but if you want to wear a Mozzie armband to the game, $10.
How do you change the colors?
Bye, Shorty.
Okay.
Bye. All right, there goes Shorty DeFazio.